You are a dog in the manger, aren't you?
You have no interest in her. You know you do not. Leave her alone.
Or should I? If it's kissing she wants, I'd be happy to oblige.
You will not.
I have a right to if she chooses. And you have no right to object to me. I'm not your husband, remember? You have no right to be jealous of me.
Do not scratch at me, Heathcliff. I have been nothing but kind to you since your return. These past years, I have not known if you were alive or dead. And you dare to upbraid me. The fault is yours.
Mine.
How have I wronged
How?
You?
You knew I loved you. And you disregarded it. Don't say you did not. You've treated me infernally, you hear? Infernally. And if you flatter yourself that I don't perceive it, then you are a fool. And if you think a few sweet words will console me, then you are an idiot. And if you think you can marry Linton, unrevenged, I shall convince you of the contrary. For there can be no peace between us, Catherine. I was a fool to think otherwise, for peace with you is worse than war. So, thank you for telling me Miss Isabella's secret. I promise I shall make the most of it. For you are welcome to torture me to death for your own amusement, only allow me to amuse myself in a similar style.
Then kiss her then. Marry her for all I care. It means nothing to me.
I honestly believe that. I slit my own throat.
You're delusional.
One of the most injurious things that we have done to ourselves is forget to believe. This happens insidiously, but a lot of the content that I have consumed on YouTube and social media in general has become more and more negative. You hear topics about the economy, the workforce, just people's spirit in America. It's not as it once was. This wasn't always the case. It starts from the mind. And in this video, I want to talk to you about the power of delusion. I want to give you permission to be as delusional as you possibly can for the next 6 months, just to see what would happen. You see, the world moves differently when you operate in a certain way, when you operate with belief from an internal conviction. It's almost as if you are taken on a wild ride. You're taken on a grand adventure that is connected to both you, your biology, what is going on within, but also what happens throughout. So in this video, I want to go over four ideas related to delusion maxing, and hopefully they'll give you some inspiration to change your mindset for the year ahead. So the first idea in this topic is this: rev your engine to a high vibration. A great inspiration for why I even started working on this script in the first place is because I was taking a flight back from London, back to the US, and I ended up watching Wuthering Heights on the plane. And I found it so interesting, a part of the story that was very glossed over, but was very, very impactful for a young man trying to make it. Heathcliff is sort of like this servant worker for a much wealthier, though diminishing in ranking, family. Catherine, Kathy and her family, especially her father. Heathcliff works on their rungs, but Kathy ultimately chooses not to marry him. She says, I cannot marry Heathcliff, even though my heart wants to, because he's poor and because of her father's gambling debts and whatnot. They were already becoming destitute. So she felt compelled to marry Rich to save their family's fortune, essentially, to save their family's legacy. Heathcliff takes this personally and rides off for 5 years and comes back 5 years later, a wealthy man, a rich man. It reminds me of inspiration that came from a dark place, but even when dark, it revs the engine dramatically. That charged up engine. How often do you go through life knowing, fully knowing, that so much is there for the taking? I mean, it's funny to say, but I was talking to an actor friend of mine, and we forget that we have a colossal amount of free will. I mean, in the negative, I could literally be at the mall find an old lady and punch her in the face, okay? And then I'm sure I'd be taken to prison or whatnot, but that option is available to me. If duality exists, I can also violently do things in the affirmative. I can really take action very quickly to cascade my life in a new positive direction. It's just that you have to believe. And the starting point in all this is to rev the engine to a very high state. This is very difficult to do. For Heathcliff, he used this dark, dark lesson, the echoing words of Catherine saying that he wasn't rich enough to be with her. And he used that to somehow become rich. You can find this in the positive direction as well, through the use of affirmations or whatnot, through fiction stories. But you gotta find a way to believe. We forget this all the time. But the first thing to do when you're trying to find a new evolution, a new regard, is internal belief. Steve Jobs, which is a book I read recently, the biography by Walter Isaacson, was incredibly, incredibly good at bringing delusion to a high level. One thing he would do is wake up and meditate. He was a huge believer in meditation, fasting, even eating a fruitarian diet at times. But more than anything, he would find a capacity to rev both his own internal engine to a high rate of thought and others. Sometimes he would use aggression. There were stories where the loading screen for one of Mac's products was loading 10 seconds slower than Steve Jobs wanted. He turned to an engineer and said, "Can you make the loading screen come up 10 seconds faster? Like, can you boot this thing 10 seconds faster?" And the engineer said, "Honestly, I genuinely cannot. It's not possible." And so Steve Jobs said to him, "Listen, if someone's life depended on it, like if a life got saved because you did this, would you be able to?" And the engineer reluctantly said, "Well, I suppose I could." And then he made a chart. He said, "Listen, if there's 500,000 users for this new Mac product that we're launching, and each of them use the laptop a certain amount of time, a certain number of times over the course of a year, and every single time it was costing them an extra 10 seconds, if you do the math, that adds up to like 84 lives or something like that. So find a way to make it happen." You can put these pressure systems on yourself to find out what you would do if the engine was running fast enough. One time I took a high performance coaching call with someone who told me to visualize someone that I really love sitting in a chair and a drill slowly moving towards their head over the course of 30 days. And if I didn't make the money that I set out to make for myself over that next month, because he asked me to set some sort of financial goal, he said, "I want you to imagine that that drill every day, each one of those 30 days is moving towards her temple. And it's up to you to save her. And the only way to save her is to hit your revenue, is to hit your cash collected." There are so many possibilities for how you can rev yourself to a high vibration, but you can simply remind yourself, take some action today to remind yourself that you have total free will, that you can do something new. Maybe go to a new location, literally go to a new brewery, sit down, open up your laptop. Maybe go to the bougiest, wealthiest part of town and just immerse the vibrations. Okay, it's out here. People are out here. There is an entire new universe accessible to me that is outside my own regard. I would genuinely say on any given day, it sounds funny to say, but the most important thing you can do to kick off any given day, but also to maintain over the course of any given day, is to just tune yourself into the right frequency. The frequency of some result is the most important thing in the world. You can tell yourself certain things about yourself, and that delusion will immediately begin changing your results. It's the most insane thing ever. So find a way to do this. Napoleon Hill, in his book, Think and Grow Rich, talked about so many ways that people access a different state, including drinking alcohol. It cannot be denied for anyone who's an actor. Sometimes alcohol actually just, it loosens you up. The only downside is, at my age, to get that brief elevation through the use of like a mezcal, which by the way, at the start of this intro sequence, I had two mezcal drinks before shooting that acting sequence. But alcohol will rev up your engine. Sometimes a beer drank in camaraderie, we've all felt it. Beer and music, suddenly you're just much more free. You're not so stuck anymore, right? You unleash. For some people, it's a nice watch. That feeling of putting on your everyday carry, maybe a scent, maybe the wardrobe that goes with it. Some of these rituals that we enact to get us to a certain place, that's immensely powerful. But the most important thing is to tell yourself. Tell yourself how to get to a certain state, and you will. It's crazy. But the most important thing you can do with any given day is get yourself to that frequency first. Principle number two, practice delusion for 1 hour at a time. It's hard to live in a state of total belief, let's say for like 30 days straight, it's really hard to stay in that spot. But one can easily find themselves staying in a state of pure belief. I have this. I have everything I want. It's all fully there. One can easily find themselves staying in that spot for 1 hour at a time. Let's say for 1 hour, you can really get yourself to believe. You should utilize just that. Keep it for 1 hour at a time and then eventually work your way up to like 16-hour days where you stay in that state. Rev up the engine and stay in that spot for 1 hour at a time and see where it gets you. You'll find that even in just that 1 hour, you'll begin operating differently. David Hawkins had written a book called Power versus Force, and he talked about the different states of being, literally these things that we tune ourselves into, these frequencies that we tune ourselves into. In the lower rungs, there might be shame or guilt, shame perhaps being one of the lowest emotions possible. And at the pinnacle is bliss and enlightenment. Well, listen, like an actor, like someone who embodies a certain performance, you can actually just will yourself, slowly begin negotiating yourself upward into certain states. And as you begin to do that, you just start feeling good. The goal here is to just feel good and feel as good as possible and just feel hope creeping in. Action taken from that place where there's just hope, there's agency attached to it. That's the place you want to get to. That level of delusion, it gets you to a certain regard. And the results that will happen even in that singular hour, like the actions you will take in that singular hour, will be substantially more than anything else that you could, you know, visualize. Principle number three, give yourself the calendar of someone who does it. A lot of times what you can use is external in feedback to be something new and to get a new result. So a lot of times people will use these challenges like waking up at 5 a.m. or whatnot, or these little habits that we enact that sabotage us. Like for tonight, if you end up sleeping, staring at your cell phone, scrolling reels, what you can do potentially is put the phone in a different room, start reading a book, start reading a piece of fiction like Moby Dick, and then go to sleep after that. Incidentally, Steve Jobs loved books like Moby Dick because he loved the determination from characters like Captain Ahab and whatnot. He just loved stories about people getting after it and sticking to a vision for a long period of time. I find that fiction often keeps you in that state of wonderment. I've had a deep love ever since I was a kid for actually English folklore. Heroes like Robin Hood or King Arthur, even the name Captain Sinbad, like the namesake of my channel, it comes from like those mythological heroes of the past. So put yourself in those places where you give yourself the calendar of someone who does it. Give yourself the calendar of this thing that you're trying to achieve. And what you'll find is that you begin operating in a new way. At first, sticking to a calendar is very difficult. But if for one day or even a half day, you do it, you swing it, you take that new action, you will feel an insane unleash of energy. It's profound. And you want to keep yourself in those places often. In the Batman Begins movies, Ra's al Ghul tells Bruce Wayne, if you devote yourself to an ideal and if no one can stop you, then you become a legend. We all have these sort of ideals inside us, like these ideals about how we would conduct ourselves if we were our singular very best. And it's funny, most days, either through just our own nature, like our own habits, but also just the way the world is, like the collecting of dust in the world, we tend to fall short of our ideals all the time. We're constantly slipping on ideals. Part of the reason we even slip on ideals is that we stop believing in the first place. You know, if you felt like you couldn't achieve your vision, why not have like a fruit snack? Or whatnot, you know, or some random piece of food. Why not be a degenerate? Any degeneracy that I fell into, it literally came from a lack of belief in the things I could achieve in the world. So I started setting lesser goals for myself because I stopped believing. What might be helpful in this part of the video is to give yourself like a delusion of what you might achieve 1 year from now. We're approaching July 1st, almost exactly halfway into 2026. It might be interesting to almost in your imagination tell yourself, hey, if I do all of these things, if I do this, 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 and this, a year from now, my life is going to look like this. Like just make it up, but create these rules for yourself. In Hinduism, oftentimes when a new initiate, a disciple was brought into the Himalayan mountains to train with these yogis, these gurus, they would take vows. They would take on some sort of monastic vows, and it would introduce this phase of their life to themselves. A lovely book that I read that described all this was called Living with the Himalayan Masters by Swami Rama. And it was profound just how much purpose and purity comes into one's life when you take a vow. It's why practices like semen retention are so good, because the consumption of the world, whether it's from food or from sex or any of these other things, it just keeps you in a state of self-loathing underneath it, like four layers deep. Even if you think you're doing what you're doing is kind of cool, you're eating out, you're dating women, you're doing all these things, there's a lack of purity and there's a lack of excellence that kicked in because you're taking a lesser path. When you take a monastic vow in any regard, when you take some sort of austerity, tapasya, as they would say in Hinduism, then it's very liberating actually. Life feels very good. So you can give yourself this delusion of what might be achieved 1 year from now. For me, I have this secret that I've told myself, like, Nikhil, if you live like this way that we're describing for the next 1 year, by July 2027, you're going to have this thing you want. I'm not going to say it to you here, but it's good to give yourself these little lies or these little truths, maybe, because they help you commit to a vision. Once again, this is another example of revving yourself up to a high vibration, to a high state of thought. And the last idea that I'll say here, that I hinted at very briefly at the start of this video, was to use props. Now, this doesn't mean that you need to necessarily break your environment. You know, you don't need to necessarily spend money or buy new things. But if there are props that can help you live in a new way, just kind of like believe a new character, think Harvey Specter, it can be very, very useful. And you can invoke so much elegance. You can invoke so much appropriate prop building in a way if you just maximize your space. Use these tools. It could be a nice pen. Have a nice pen. Nice shades, perhaps. Wardrobe can be a big way to access this, but also like the cleanliness of your environment could be a great way to access this. A coffee shop. A new ritual, a place that you go. These are all props. These are all ways of accessing new feeling. The most dramatic example of this possibly could be simply to change your city. You know, if I took who you are and what you are right now and suddenly I just dropped you in Hawaii, you'd have a totally different feeling about who you are. You'd probably take up surfing or something because location changes identity. But until location changes, you can use props. Carry yourself a certain way. Keep your clothes cleaned and pressed. Keep your closet organized. These things, they take effort. But even just an hour or two spent cleaning, making things immaculate, even if it means cleaning the toilet bowl or whatnot, using the right tool at the right time, having things in their place, it creates such a feeling that the delusion can be true. And that's what we're using. We're using these higher states to do our best work. If you're new here, my name is Nikhil. This channel features one video every 2 weeks with the creative entrepreneur in mind, especially if you're interested in making money online, in acting, cinematography, doing your best work. This is the channel for you, and I want you to subscribe. If you want to work with me further, either with life coaching, getting your mindset sharp, but also growing your own channel, doing your own work, maybe invoking a sense of cinema in the things you produce, whether it's Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, long form videos, growing a channel. I have a mastermind that has cohort sizes of just 4 people per group. It's very immersive. I've been doing it for a long time, and it's just a way for you to access some of your best work. Compared to other YouTubers on the platform, I've done some unusual things, and I have some unusual intelligences. Most recently, I finished the second part of a feature film project called River Rats, which you can also check out in a playlist on the homepage of my channel. So if doing your best work as a creative, as an artist, attaching a business back into it, having money in mind, making progress in your career, if that's something that is of interest to you, then I'd love it if you could click the first link in my description box. You can apply for coaching with me if I think you're a good fit. Then me and my program manager will just have a nice chat with you to see if you're someone worth working with. But with that being said, keep the delusion running strong. And most importantly, create that vision for what you want 1 year from now. 1 year from now, July 1, 2027. What could it be? If you enacted these monastic vows that you've set for yourself, what could it be? What could happen? Consider it. And to you, I say greatness is coming. Catch you next time. Listen to the wind blow.